Every day. Every night I lie in my bed, waiting for sleep to claim me, even though I know it will never come. So I wait in the dark, surrounded by screams, blood, and the tangible taste of fear in the air. Shaking too hard to stand up and turn on the light, but too scared to close my eyes and give in to the suffocating darkness and all the demons it can hide. The only thing I can do is wait, praying that I will still be sane when this is over, that there will still be a part of me left after the demons are done. Sweating and heart pounding, I jerk into a sitting position, terrified awake by the nightmares of a reality I would rather forget. I force myself to take a few shaking breaths to calm down, but my mind is racing and I can't seem to catch my breath. My hands twisting the sheets so hard all the blood leaves them. Just breathe, I tell myself, and you'll be fine. You're not there anymore. You're safe. You're home. After a few more breaths, my hands relax and I'm able to calm my thoughts. Now the task of finding the will to get out of bed seems so big. I can't do it today. Why does it even matter if I do get out of bed? Would anyone even notice if I wasn't there? I start to withdraw into the part of me that's numb. The part of me that is choking on sorrow, the part of me so dark it steals all the light, the shadow part of me that will never heal but is slowly breaking all of me. Just then my phone dings and I startle, the loud noise scaring me so badly and bringing back so many twisted memories. It also sends me farther into my downward spiral, but with a momentous amount of will and effort, I manage to reach over and read the text. It's my mom, telling me I can't blow off another dinner with her. She's worth it, I tell myself as I try to fight my way out of the darkest place in my head. I can get out of bed for her. I can do this. With a sigh, I manage to roll out of bed and onto my feet to start another day that I don't want to deal with. Without the energy to walk, I stumble through the day, my eyes glazed over, too distracted by the ghosts that follow me around to focus on the present. I try so hard to do everything everyone wants me to, but I only have so much in me, and all my energy is spent bearing the burdens of the past, feeling all the pain of my ghost, my friends, over and over and over again. Will I ever be able to think about the friendship and the joy we shared, or will I only ever see them broken as the life fades from their eyes? Will I ever be able to think of my brothers without feeling guilty because I should have saved them? That night, I lay in bed, waiting for the nightmares to start in this horrible twisted cycle that is my life. I see a missed text, another angry one from my mom. I'd forgotten supper for the third time this week. I was so focused on the past, I forgot the present again. I just don't have the energy to do everything anymore. I see the world through hazy glasses, darkened by overwhelming depression, broken by everything that life has thrown at me. Every day I fight the same demons in my mind. I'm haunted by the same dreams, I'm devastated by loud noises, and I'm tailed by the same ghosts of the same friends. Every day I try so hard not to drown in depression, not to lose hope, and to try to find the will to live. I will never lose my physical scars, and maybe my emotional ones will never fully heal, but I don't regret what I did. I'm a proud Canadian and a proud veteran. Every second of my pain, depression, and PTSD is worth it to keep my country strong and free. Lest we forget not only those who died in battle, but also those who came home only to fight a different kind of battle every day.